This is the Sons and Slaves Podcast. This is a show devoted to helping fathers and sons honor and obey the Lord. Join me, Jared, and my sons, Ransom and Valor, as I talk to them about boyhood and the process of becoming a man. Welcome to the Sons and Slaves Podcast.
I'm here with my let's restart.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to the Sons and Slaves Podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Ransom and Valor. Ooh, we nailed it. You guys doing good?
Yeah.
Good. What's new?
Just went to Alabama.
That was cool. How was Parlor Donuts?
Oh, gosh.
Amazing.
Were they the best donuts you've ever
eaten? We got Dunkin' Donuts?
No, not Dunkin' Donuts. We got Parlor Donuts.
Yeah, and but when we came back, the other day we got Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, are you a Dunkin' man or a Parlor Donuts man?
Dunkin'.
I like Dixie Cream.
Dixie Cream is the best.
Yeah.
Then Casey's.
Right.
Then Krispy Kreme, then Dunkin'.
Ooh. Okay. We got to backtrack a little bit. Let's talk about vacation. Was it fun?
Yes, it was. It was very fun.
Yep. What was the best part about it? What do you think?
Swimming?
Yeah.
Probably Thursday. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago Thursday.
And who did we get to hang out with?
The Presleys. The McCoys.
That's what I'm talking about. Creed.
Yep.
And who got to go fishing?
Dad. Caught a 10-pound fish.
Me and the guys who caught the biggest red snapper.
Dad.
This guy.
10 pounds.
Yes, it was awesome. Not a huge snapper, but the biggest one on the trip. Which was pretty cool. But we just had a really good time. You know, vacation's a really good time to spend with family, to get along, and to do really neat things together, and just to relax a little bit. We did a lot of time in the pool, got in the hot tub.
The hot tub was really good.
What is it about a hot tub that's just so great?
I don't know.
Okay.
They should not make a nice bathtub.
Yeah. So I got a question, guys. This is a huge deal. What are you guys drinking today?
Milk. And Fowler's drinking a chai tea latte.
Oh, yeah, chai tea latte.
I was just talking to your mom about this. Usually when you say chai tea latte, it's not chai tea latte. It's chai tea latte.
That's what I do say.
Yeah, and I say do it how you say.
Chai tea latte.
But you usually say chai tea latte.
Chai tea latte.
Yes, exactly like that. Well, exactly. Guys, let's go ahead and pray, and then we're going to talk about early mornings today. It's talking about meeting God in the morning, and you guys really like the mornings, don't you?
Yes.
What is it about early morning that sparks men love?
I don't know.
I love getting up before the sun comes up. You can get things going. You can get things done. You can start your time in the mornings with God and just start your day off right. It's pretty special. Let's go ahead and pray, and then that's what we're going to talk about.
What time you should wake up in the morning is 5:45 to 6.
Well, it's not necessarily a should, and that's what we're going to talk about today. It's different for each.
We wake up, and it's the best time to wake up.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we like. Most, you know, what we're going to encourage guys to do is start getting up earlier in the morning and spending time with God, and that's what Mr. Bob in Boyhood and Beyond is going to encourage guys to do. But some guys stay up a little bit later. And it's just kind of different in different stages of life, too. So we got to give grace to people. The main thing is we want to make sure that we are spending time with God, you know? Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and pray, okay? Father, we need your help. I thank you for these boys and their desire to humbly walk before you and others. I thank you that they're growing in their understanding of you and even just learning Bible stories and being excited about your word and your world. Lord, we pray for blessing upon these next few minutes as we talk about meeting with you in the morning. I thank you for Bob Schultz. Even though he's passed away, what you did in his life continues to impact people as your work through him impacts us and others. And it's going to impact Ransom and Valor and Oaks boys. And also one day, Providence too is going to be impacted by this, already impacted by this. And we just ask for blessing upon this time, and we just trust you're going to help us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And me and the boys say,
amen.
Amen. Okay. You guys ready to be challenged about meeting God in the mornings?
Yeah.
Because you guys wake up in the mornings, but I haven't seen those quiet times in the mornings. I know you guys spend time before bed reading your Bibles, don't you?
Yeah.
Tell us about the routine that you get before bed. You get lights out. You go to bed at about 7:30, but then you have lights out at 8. What do you do in that 30 minutes?
I read my Bible.
Okay. And you read to your brother too, right?
Yeah.
So you guys are learning Bible stories?
Yeah, and but I read Valor's Bible to him.
Okay.
Yeah, but, and wait, I forgot what it's called. Samuel Wintle. I forgot which one it was.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah.
It was because, wait, Samuel? Is it Samuel?
Well, I'm not for sure. It's summer right now.
Oh, yeah, right now. I'm not gonna do Bible reading like right in summer.
Oh, you're taking the summer off, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know this. But you're hearing the Bible from us and from Ransom.
I hear it from Ransom, yeah.
Yeah, because we do family worship and you guys go down and spend time in the Bible, don't you?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool. And Valor's still learning to read. I mean, you're reading Bob books really good right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
You can start to recognize quite a few words.
He can.
But Ransom, you can read. I mean, almost, I mean, like most things you can read.
Yeah.
You can definitely read the Bible to your brother.
Yeah.
Can't you? Mm-hmm. It's cool. By the way, Keith just not in here. We should tell everybody who Keith is. We have something else, some furry little thing living in our home for a while. Why don't you guys go ahead and, Valor, you tell people about Keith.
Yeah, and I'm looking at him right now.
Keith better not poop on my rug. You want to tell everybody what Keith is?
Yeah, it's a cat.
Ooh, can you hear the purr? There we go. I bet you that registered on the sound,
yeah,
on the audio. That is a kitten that looks like a tiger, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very cute. But how many piles of poop have I had to clean up in this house?
Probably 20.
I don't like that, guys. I do not like it. It's not pooping in the litter box very good. It's an itty-bitty kitty and itty-bitty turds, but I do not like it.
I just now saw it pee in there. But in, I think just thing it does is poop in here.
You mean you saw it pee in the litter box?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good because it's supposed to pee in the litter box. You guys, a litter box for a cat is kind of like a toilet for kids and for humans.
Yeah. But the litter box keeps the poop.
Yeah.
In
that's right.
The box, which is really disgusting.
Okay. Here we go. We're going to talk about the chapter in Boyhood and Beyond by Bob Schultz called Meeting God in the Morning. And here's the verse that he references from Psalm 71, 17 and 18. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and I have declared thy wondrous works. Now, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I have shown thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone who is to come. Now, Bob was talking about reading that verse one day as he woke up in the morning. And he's talking about spending time with God, and this verse really challenged him, and here's what he says about it. I thought about the future and wondered what if I lived to have gray hair, and if I did, what things would I want to tell the next generation about God's strength? Many years have gone by now. My hair is now gray. God has done many things to show his strength to me. One thing that stands above them all is that throughout my life, God has shown his strength to me faithfully, drawing me out of bed each morning that he might enjoy a relationship with me. Some people see early rising as a difficult discipline reserved for only the hardy, self-controlled person. For me, it isn't a discipline. It's a gift from a living God to a weak man. Now, what Bob starts to talk about is how he struggled to get up in the morning. But what he wanted is to testify from generation to generation the power of God. And what he ends up talking about is how it's difficult for him to wake up in the morning, but God did something for him. And here's what he says. I was taught that a young Christian man was supposed to get up early in the morning and have devotions. It was my duty, I was told. It may have been my duty, but it was also my struggle. But one morning, when I was about 18 years old, I had a particularly difficult fight and was losing. I tried and tried to get up, but I couldn't do it. And then, something in my mind told me, quit trying and just get up. It startled me, and I sensed that it was the Holy Spirit nudging me to get up. And I just quit trying, and I just got up. Though I quit fighting and faithfully got up in the mornings, I often experienced dullness. My mind wandered, my eyes lost focus. I fell back asleep trying to do my duty to God, reading his Bible and recording truth in my journal. I didn't give up. I continued the struggle because it was what a man was supposed to do, I was told. God, who thoroughly understands us, knows each one of us can get up when there's something exciting waiting for us. I remember being asked when I was 13 years old, would you like to ride with me in the log truck tomorrow? I sure would. What about when you guys are getting ready to go on vacation, when you're about to go on vacation, how easy it is for you to get up in the morning when we get up at 2 in the morning, how excited you are about getting up in the mornings? Valor, do you love when I wake you up in the morning and put you in the car?
Yeah.
There's something about it, about vacation, just I'm ready and eager to get up and get going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's what he's talking about here. He's saying it was a struggle for me, but the Holy Spirit just really nudged me and said, just get up. And then he started thinking about the things that he enjoyed doing and how easy it was to get up. And that started to change his perspective a little bit about the mornings. He said to be ready to go at 3 in the morning. And he said, I was. At 13, a chance to spend logging in the mill yard and on the road between was too great to pass up for a few hours of sleep. Do you want to go skiing tomorrow? They asked. Well, I sure would. He didn't have any problems getting up at 4:30 in the morning to ski. Now, God knew that he was willing to get up in the mornings. His next step was to give me a reason to get up. I remember the next night when I was not looking forward to my dull devotions in the morning. I was not looking forward to reading my Bible and writing in my journal and praying. But I spoke to God as I climbed into bed. God, I'm tired. I don't want to get up in the mornings for the sake of duty. If you want to spend time with me in the morning, wake me up at 4 and make my heart alert. That's what his prayer was, going to bed. The next morning, I felt something inside of me, almost like a bing or a bomb. I sensed being awake. I opened my eyes and I looked at my clock, and it was 4 a.m. on the dot. God woke me up. God answered his prayer, woke him up in the morning. From that day forward, there was no thought of duty when it came to my devotions or spending time with God. My God, the one who created everything in the world, wanted to meet me. He wanted to hear my concerns, my desires, my requests, my fears. He wanted to share his concern, his dream, and his heart with me through his word. He gave me words to encourage people and warning to curb my wayward actions, and brought conviction to my life and gave me wisdom for everyday life. So Bob started getting up at 4 a.m. every morning. Now, you guys know, for as long as you've been alive, that I'm up earlier than anybody else, right? Why in the world do you think I get up early in the mornings?
To pray and talk to and meet with God.
Yep, talk to God, read my Bible. Do you guys realize that since 2011, I've had the opportunity to read the Bible every single year? That's 13 years of reading the Bible through and praying.
Have you ever finished it?
Oh yeah, I've read the Bible every year. I read the Bible every single year, and then I spend time praying. I'll watch a video or read a book and just have devotion time where I just get to spend time with the Lord in the mornings. And it's an amazing thing. So I was thinking about this because in the Bible, we don't have a command to get up in the morning early, but we do have examples of Jesus spending all night in prayer, being up in the morning early to spend time with his Father. We have examples of King David getting up and rising up early in the morning. And then we have examples in the world of great men who get up early in the morning to start getting things done. Now, certainly a guy can stay up late, but a practice that I think is helpful for us is patterning our life after Jesus as close as we possibly can, which means that we're going to try to get up early to spend time with God and spend time in prayer. Even if it's a small prayer, quick prayer, we get up early and get the day started off right. So let me just ask you this. This is just a practical challenge for you guys, because I know you get up early in the morning, and I cherish mornings. I'm going to keep getting up early in the morning, Lord willing, until I die. And I hope you guys adopt that. But what do you think could be different about your mornings right now? Because I know you read your Bible at nighttime. What could you do a little bit differently tomorrow morning just to spend your morning with God just a little bit and starting your day off maybe a little bit better tomorrow than you did today? What do you guys think?
Read one chapter before you go to bed and one chapter when you wake up.
Okay, that's a great idea. Yeah. What do you think?
I kind of just wait until my brother just comes down.
Okay.
I wait until that.
So your prayer time is just before bed usually?
If he doesn't get up on anything, and I waited for a really long time, I go up there to check if he's awake or not.
Okay, so that's what you do in the mornings? What if, just tomorrow morning, when you woke up, the first thing is that every day you just started saying, Jesus, thank you for loving me and help me honor you today. Just a simple prayer like that. I think that's a really good prayer for a boy to pray. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Jesus, thank you for loving me and help me honor you today. Valor, what do you think about something like that? I mean, it doesn't have to be those exact words, but something about thanking God, you know, praising God. God, you're so great. Help me to honor you today. Or thank you for what you did for me, Jesus. Thank you for loving me.
Thank you for getting this kid.
Yeah, even thank you. Just prayers of thankfulness to God. But how cool would it be to wake up every day excited to start praying and hearing from God and his word?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I think that's a really good idea.
There's a question.
Yes.
I think the cat wants to join on this.
You think the cat?
It's pawing.
The cat wants to join us on the Sons and Slaves podcast. Well, it certainly made its appearance today. It probably won't be in the next episode. But tomorrow morning, let's do this. And I think this is something we can do, because for a while, Ransom, me and you were getting up early and I was having you come into my office and we were spending time in prayer. Why don't we do that again, but we do that with all three of us? Yeah. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
So then at nighttime, we get to do family worship. And then in the mornings, we get to spend some time just starting the day off right with worship and prayer. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good? Okay. So, audience, here's the challenge. Wake up tomorrow morning and start the day thanking God for breath in your lungs, thanking God for the life He's given you, the family He's given you, and then just ask God to help you to honor Him throughout the day, because that's what we want to do. God made us to enjoy Him and glorify Him. So I think it would be a good thing for us to just ask Him to help us. We'll do that tomorrow, and you guys do that tomorrow. Sound like a plan?
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, we've been talking about Boyhood and Beyond, chapter on meeting with God in the mornings. Bob met with God in the mornings every morning. I've been doing that. Most of your dads and moms do that. And I think it's a good practice for young men to start doing that early. Okay? Anything else, guys?
Thanks for listening, and see you next time. Please subscribe, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Sons and Slaves podcast. If you've enjoyed this show, please consider leaving a rating or review on iTunes and pass this along to every father and son that you know.